This is Bouncing Around on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Welcome back to the show. Adam Papley with you through until 6 o'clock tonight. Been great to have a chat to Graeme Bond and hear a few of your calls as well as we search for some of those that have made shock retirement announcements, of course, on the back of Nico Rosberg after winning the Formula One World Championship just a couple of days later, announcing that he was going to pull the pin. If you've got any suggestions, 9221 882, Frizz is waiting out there to take your phone call, or text straight through on 19999 677. Well, my next guest usually joins me on a Sunday afternoon on Sports and All as one of our Sports and All stars, and I'm saddened to say that he joins us on the back of another injury that he suffered during the latest Shield game. I'm talking, of course, of Jason Behrendorf. Dorf, thank you very much for your time, mate. Great to have you on the program again.
No worries, Pat. It's good to be with you.
Disappointing news, though, for us to chat about, first of all. You've had such a wretched run with it over the last little while in terms of the back stress fractures, but now it's a leg stress fracture. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So I've got a stress fracture in my left fibula, which is, I guess, unusual, and going the way I've been going, I guess it's something that's, just another little frustration to add along to the list.
Do you feel like you just can't take a trick at the moment?
having a quick chat to Frizz's people, and she was saying that, it's part of sport, and my Dan Martin, who she knows quite well, is, had a few issues with his core. He's had multiple surgeries on that, and had an issue with his knee nail as well. So it's part of sport, and one of those things that you've got that mental toughness everyone talks about to try and get through those times.
I might get you to take a step to your left or right, if that's possible. I know you're on crutches at the moment, just with the mobile reception just breaking up there a little bit. Jace, it is tough, though. When did you first start to notice that it was starting to get sore?
Well, it's been a little bit sore for a couple of weeks now, probably about 3 weeks. I first felt it was in that Shield game we had in Sydney against the Blues. So I mentioned it to the medical staff then, and we had a chat about it, and it didn't really seem like anything too much. So I had a few days off, and it settled down really quickly, and then I haven't really had too much of an issue since then. The following Shield game was no issues against Tasmania here. That felt good. And then going into this one, it was a little bit stiff and sore, but I guess my whole body was after I bowled nearly 50 overs in the Shield game against Tassie. And then unfortunately, during the game in Townsville, it was feeling okay in the morning session, and even my first spell in the second session was okay, but then once I came back on to bowl again, it was not quite right, unfortunately, and that's when I knew I had to get it checked out.
Yeah, it must be a tough one. Do they think it's just a workload thing? Is this how they come on?
Yeah, a little bit, but also we're having a look at some of my footage and just the nature of the way I approach the crease, and in particular, probably my last 4 or 5 steps until I get into my delivery stride, my legs actually cross over a little bit, so putting some force through my legs in ways that I guess are not really designed to, so that's why they're a little bit of an issue down there. So I think that'll be part of my rehab, making sure I can just run that little bit straighter, I think.
Was that change anything to do with, obviously, the back issues and changing your action at all?
No, that's just sort of the way I have always run. And the thing for me is when we were looking at my feet and going to the podiatrist and checking out all that stuff as well, making sure that's okay. It was one of those things where I've had some soreness in my tibia on both sides. In the past as well, just because of the nature of the way I run, and now it's sort of moved on from the tibia and gone to the fibula as well. So hopefully, if I can run a bit straighter, I might help myself out a bit more.
You must be just extremely frustrated, I guess. I mean, you're trying to come back from those couple of back injuries that you've had over the last couple of seasons. I know Alan Border's been a big rap for you over the last little while, and you've formed through the early part of the Shield season, starting to get talked about again. It just must be so frustrating for you.
Yeah, the real frustrating thing for me was that I was back playing cricket again, and I was starting to get into a good rhythm, and I was starting to find some form, which was really pleasing, and we do a lot of stuff with our with our training these days, with GPSs on, as I guess a lot of the footy boys do as well. And my numbers had started to increase, which was really good over the pre-season. So I was actually attacking the crease a bit more and hitting it a bit harder, and I was starting to really find some form and some flow, I guess, as a bowler. And that's the big thing you need, a bit of rhythm. And, it was all coming together. And unfortunately, I've got to find that again now once I start back up.
Yeah, what's the prognosis in terms of when you might be able to start getting back? Because, of course, the Big Bash is only just around the corner.
Yeah, so unfortunately I missed the start of the Big Bash, that's a certainty, but we're aiming for the back end at this stage. So I've been told between sort of roughly 4 to 8 weeks, so I keep telling people 6 weeks because it's right smack bang in the middle. So that's the plan at the moment, about 6 weeks' time. It takes me towards the middle of January, so all things going to plan, that'll be where I'm at, and I'll be playing the Big Bash at the back end.
Yeah, fingers crossed you'll be able to come back at the end of that tournament and help the Scorchers again, because they're normally up the pointy end there as well. Now, WA, on a whole, and not talk about your form personally, but the team really, you know, 4 straight losses to start the season. What's it the mood like in the camp at the moment?
I think it's quite a sense of frustration for everyone as well in the camp. We've got a few injuries that we've had throughout the summer and now mine to add on to the top of that as well, which causes even more frustration. But the way we've been playing our cricket's just been very inconsistent, unfortunately. And that's the thing someone said to us, we're never as good as we think we are when we're winning, and we're never as bad as we are when we think we're losing. And the big thing to take out of it for us is we haven't been horrible, but we've just been very inconsistent. So instead of building pressure for lots of periods of time, we might build pressure for about 30 minutes instead of a whole session, and then let the other team off a little bit. So it's those little inconsistencies at the moment that we're really trying to nut down and figure out a way to get better at. And both batting and bowling, we just need to be able to apply more pressure and absorb more pressure as well.
Well, Jason, mate, really appreciate you coming on and chatting about it. It's not easy to come on and talk about your injuries, but always appreciate you fronting up, mate. All the best with the rehab, and we'll hopefully see you back mid-January for the end of the Big Bash.
Awesome. Thanks, Paps.
Jason Behrendorf there, WA Quick, who unfortunately has a stress fracture now in his lower left leg, and he will miss a chunk of time. He's had a tough run of it of late with his back injuries, a couple of stress fractures in his back. And you mentioned WA there as well, the frustration that they just have been inconsistent.